Today it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we do love your Word. And we ask you again today for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we are discussing five basics to having a strong spiritual life. Five foundational things that must be in place if you and I are going to have a strong spiritual life. Now, again, a strong spiritual life includes you walking closely with the Lord, in close relationship with Him. It includes you being strong on the inside, you demonstrating the character of God in your life, you doing the things God's called you to do with your life, and you enjoying victory over your adversary. This is a strong spiritual life, and to live that kind of life, there are some foundational things that must be in place. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we gave you the first basic to having a strong spiritual life, and it was to go to church. Now, in today's broadcast, I'm going to give you the second basic to having a strong spiritual life, and it is to find the leadership that God has hooked you to. You see, friend, God will hook you to leaders that He will then work through to lead your life. I want to say it to you again. God will hook you to leaders, to people that He will work through to lead you in your life. God's will is leadership. And in His plan and in His design, every believer has spiritual leadership. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, it says this, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God." Remember them who have the rule over you. He's talking about leaders. In verse 17 of that chapter, he says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves." That's not very popular nowadays, is it? Or politically correct? Obey and submit. Obey them, obey your leaders that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake." And then on yesterday's broadcast, we read Acts 20:28 that said the Holy Ghost gave people overseers. And so, friend, if you believe the Bible, then you believe that you need leadership. I want to say that to you again. If you believe the Bible, then you believe that you need leadership. I just read you four or five verses that reveals to us that we need leadership. Those verses told us that we're supposed to know our leaders. We're supposed to remember our leaders. We're supposed to obey our leaders. We're supposed to submit to our leaders, and we are supposed to esteem and respect and value our leaders. And again, every believer needs leadership in their life. And so God will hook you to people who He will then work through to pour into your life and to lead you in your life. And friend, this is a fundamental, this is a foundational principle to living and having a strong spiritual life. Now, again, this is another area where many people believe that they don't need leadership. They have the idea that I don't need leadership because I have the Holy Spirit in me. And the enemy has worked also to demean and belittle the importance of leadership in your life. And here's something that you'll find to be true about the enemy. he will often misuse and twist scriptures to get people to believe that what he's saying is right. And when it comes to leadership, one of the scriptures that he's used so effectively to deceive people, that he's twisted so effectively to deceive people, is in 1 John chapter 2. And I want to read this to you out of the Amplified Bible in verse 26. It says this, "I write this to you with reference to those who deceive you and seduce you and lead you astray." And so in that day, there were people who were trying to deceive other people and lead them astray. And he said, in regards to those people, he said, "As for you, the anointing which you have received from God abides in you. So then you have no need that anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true, and is no falsehood." And so people have read that verse and said, "See, I don't need people to teach me. I don't need leadership." Well, friend, you're pulling that out of context. He is referring to when somebody is trying to deceive you. Maybe a spiritual leader, a wrong leader with a false leader with a wrong heart, a wrong spirit. When somebody's trying to deceive you and lead you astray, you don't need someone to tell you what is true and what is not true. You don't need someone to instruct you about whether or not this person is trying to lead you the right way or the wrong way, because you have the Spirit of truth abiding on the inside of you. And so when somebody's trying to deceive you, you don't need to ask somebody if it's true. Why? You have the Spirit of truth on the inside of you. You have the anointing on the inside of you, and that anointing is the truth. And so without anybody's help, you can discern whether or not you should be following this person or believing what they're saying. Why? Because you have the Spirit of truth on the inside of you. That verse is not telling you you don't need leadership. In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 11, it says that God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. And so those verses are telling you, you need leadership. And so you need to make sure that you balance verses with other verses to make sure you're not misinterpreting the verses that you're reading. God is not going to tell you that you don't need leadership in one verse and then give you leadership in another verse. And so God never said that because you have the Holy Spirit, now you don't need leadership. See, just because you have the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you don't need leadership. Those verses that we read you at the beginning of today's broadcast told you to obey your leaders, to know your leaders, to submit to them, to esteem them. And so it is very obvious that you need leadership. You know, those verses that we read to you in 1 Thessalonians 5 and in Hebrews chapter 13 and in Acts chapter 20, God was talking to believers who were filled with the Holy Spirit, telling them, you need leadership. And so just because you have the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that you don't need people to lead you in your life. And friend, the number one thing that I would credit, this is just my personal experience, and I'm just sharing this with you after, you know, close to 25 years of walking with the Lord and 18 of those years being in ministry, the number one thing I would credit my spiritual development to and my spiritual health to is the leaders that God has hooked me to and sitting under their ministries consistently. That has changed my life. And I would credit primarily, or credit number one, the number one thing, I would credit my spiritual health and my spiritual development to is being hooked to the leaders that God has hooked me to and sitting under their ministries. And so if you've had the idea that you don't need leadership, Friends, you've been deceived and you've bought in a lie. You do need leadership. You need these people that God has placed over you. God will work through them to minister to you and to pour into your life. And so this is a major component. These leaders are a major component in you having a strong spiritual life. Let me give you five things real quickly that these leaders will do in your life. And the first one is this: they will bring the Word of God to you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God." And so one of the roles they play is they will minister the Word of God to you in your life. Secondly, these leaders will bring nourishment in your life. In Acts chapter 20, 28, it said, "Part of the job of an overseer is to feed the church of God." And so, friend, you have an inner man on the inside of you, and that inner man needs to be fed. And a big part of the feeding that you need will come through the leaders that God has hooked you to. Now, here again, you have people that go, "Well, I have a Bible, and I can spend time with the Lord at my house, and I can pray, and I can read, and I can study." And yes, you can do that. And yes, you should be doing that. But there are certain things that you will not get at home by yourself just studying with the Lord. There are certain things that you will only get where the Word is concerned, where your nourishment is concerned, through the leaders that God has hooked you to. And so you are not an island of yourself. You cannot just separate from these leaders God's hooked you to and get the Word of God like God wants you to get it and be nourished like God wants you to be nourished. Now, number three, these leaders bring protection in your life. Hebrews 13, 17 says that they watch for your souls. That word souls also means for your life. And so these leaders, they are a line of protection for you. Number four, these leaders will bring correction. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says that they will admonish you. To admonish you means to warn you, to caution you, or to reprove you or correct you. And so these leaders will bring correction in your life. And this is one of the ways that they are a line of protection for you. The correction they bring will often help you to not fall into a pit, to not fall into a problem, to not fall into danger. And so these leaders will bring correction for you. And then the last thing that they do is they will help bring spiritual development in your life. In Ephesians chapter 4, we read that already, but it revealed to us that these fivefold ministry gifts, these leaders, they are for the perfecting of the saints. And that word perfecting means development. And so these leaders that God has placed in your life, they are going to bring the Word to you. That Word is going to bring nourishment to your inner man. That Word is going to instruct you and correct you and bring protection in your life. And that Word that they bring is going to bring spiritual development in your life. And so, friend, you can see when you're not hooked to the leaders you're supposed to be hooked to and not sitting under their ministries and the anointings that God has placed on their lives, then you miss out on the Word, you miss out on nourishment, you miss out on protection, correction, and perfection. You vitally and desperately need to find out who these leaders are that God's hooked you to. And then you need to sit under their ministry consistently. You need to sit under their teaching, under their anointing consistently. And of course, part of this is your pastor, and God might have some other leaders that He's hooked to you in the body of Christ that will pour into your life. But it's vitally important that you find out who they are and that you sit under their ministry. This is a major component, a major key to having and enjoying a strong spiritual life. And again, I would credit this as the number one thing to my spiritual development and my spiritual health over the years. And so, friend, let me encourage you again, get hooked to your leaders and receive all the good things that God wants you to receive through the ones that He's hooked you to. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God will hook you to people, He'll hook you to leaders, and then He will work through them to lead you in your life. Number two, many have the idea that they don't need leaders because they have the Holy Spirit. And what we saw in today's broadcast is that is a false idea. That's a false reality. And then number three, these leaders that God has hooked you to are a major component in you having and enjoying a strong spiritual life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You for these leaders that You have for us in our lives. We thank You for the spiritual leaders that You have hooked us to. And Lord, we make a decision today that we're going to sit under their ministries, we're going to sit under their anointings, and we are going to receive all the good things that You're doing through them in our lives. And Lord, I pray over everybody watching the broadcast today and any of them who don't know who their leaders are. Lord, I'm asking You by Your Spirit to reveal it to them right now in Jesus' name. And I do thank You for it. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled Five Basics to a Strong Spiritual Life. We'll see you then.